Firstly, title, Shadows in the Forest. Anse Quantas. Synopsis, when a young Indian boy, Rahul Mehta, goes missing in the dense forests of Oregon, the case takes a dark turn as his lifeless body is discovered days later. The FBI assigns their best man, Detective Arav Saxena, to unravel the mystery behind this gruesome crime. Little does Arav know the forest holds more secrets than he ever imagined, and the perpetrator is far from who anyone expected. The Discovery. The story begins with the discovery of Rahul's body in the dense, eerie forests of Oregon. The local police are baffled, and the case quickly escalates to the FBI. Detective Arav Saxena, who has recently transferred from the bustling streets of Mumbai to the quiet yet equally dangerous towns of the US, is assigned to the case. Arav arrives at the crime scene, a picturesque but haunting forest. The serene beauty of the landscape is a stark contrast to the horror that unfolded there. Initial clues suggest that the boy was lured into the forest and then brutally murdered. The investigation. Arav begins his investigation, interviewing Rahul's friends, family, and anyone who might have seen him in the days leading up to his disappearance. His sharp instincts lead him to a nearby cabin owned by Elizabeth Harper, a seemingly kind and unassuming woman who lives alone. Elizabeth is cooperative but nervous during her interview. She claims she never saw Rahul and spends most of her time in her garden or volunteering at the local animal shelter. Despite her alibi, Arav can't shake off a feeling that something is off about her. As Arav digs deeper, he uncovers Elizabeth's troubled past. She was once a primary suspect in the disappearance of another young boy years ago, but there was never enough evidence to charge her. The parallels between the two cases are chilling. Unraveling the truth. Relentless pursuit of the truth leads him to uncover a series of clues that point to Elizabeth's involvement in Rahul's murder. He finds a hidden room in her cabin filled with disturbing photographs and mementos from her past crimes. Elizabeth, realizing the net is closing in, attempts to flee. Arav chases her through the forest, a tense and adrenaline-pumping pursuit that culminates in a dramatic standoff. In a final confrontation, Elizabeth reveals her twisted motives, a deep-seated resentment and desire for control that drove her to commit these heinous acts. Justice served. With Elizabeth in custody, Arav reflects on the case. The haunting beauty of the forest now carries a different meaning for him, a reminder of the darkness that can lurk in the most unexpected places. Rahul's family find some solace in the fact that justice has been served, but the scars of their loss remain. Arav returns to his office, burdened by the weight of the cases he handles, but more determined than ever to continue his fight against evil. The forest may have claimed an innocent life, but thanks to Arav's dedication, it also revealed its darkest secret. Epilogue. Arav receives a letter from Rahul's family, thanking him for his unwavering efforts. As he reads it, he looks out the window at the vast expanse of the forest, now a symbol of both tragedy and the relentless pursuit of justice.